The Social Security Administration last week announced the cost of living adjustment for 2025. Star 97.7 asked AARP's Vice President of Government Affairs, Jen Jones, what that means for those who receive and or rely on Social Security benefits.
The Social Security Administration announced a cost of living adjustment for 2025 of 2.5%. You know, Social Security is one of the only inflation-adjusted federal programs that retirees have. So this annual increase is essential for ensuring that Social Security recipients receive the full value of the benefits they've earned despite rising costs.
Jones says this year retirees on a fixed income have struggled to keep up with inflation, and the 2025 COLA is expected to provide a bit of relief. As announced last week, Social Security recipients will receive a 2.5% cost of living adjustment in 2025. Star 97.7 asked AARP Vice President of Government Affairs, Jen Jones, what that means specifically for beneficiaries here in Maine.
Social Security is the bedrock of retirement for older Americans across the country. More than 350,000 Mainers receive Social Security, and the program lifts more than 89,000 people in Maine out of poverty. So it is absolutely essential for the independence of thousands of older Americans in Maine.
While still a plus, the 2025 COLA is smaller than in recent years, 3.2% in 2024, for example. Officials attribute that to slowing inflation. You can begin drawing Social Security benefits as early as age 62, although your benefits will be reduced if you decide to begin drawing before the full retirement age of 67. AARP Vice President of Government Affairs Jen Jones tells Star 97.7, there's a difference between when you can start drawing benefits and when you should.
When people are trying to determine when they should decide to claim, we usually ask people to really think long and hard about the life they want to have in retirement, right? Think about how much they've already saved for retirement, how much debt they're carrying, how healthy they are. All of these are really important in thinking about the exact moment that you should decide to claim. It's such an individual decision. But, you know, we urge people to wait as long as you can to maximize the benefit.
Jones also emphasized they understand not everyone is able to do that. The Social Security Administration for years has struggled with customer service concerns. AARP Vice President of Government Affairs Jen Jones tells Star 97.7 that's partly because they've seen budget cuts of 17%, while the number of people they serve has increased 22%. Jones says AARP is pressing Congress for improvement in two key areas.
One, to increase oversight, just to make sure that with the resources that they have, they are using those judiciously and doing everything they can to improve service for the millions of Americans that depend on them. But two, we're asking Congress to increase funding on the administrative side so SSA can actually rebuild its ranks, hire more people, and also improve and enhance its technology, start to provide the quality customer service that millions of Americans rely on them for and that they've honestly earned.
To learn more about your particular benefits, go to ssa.gov/mybenefits. And as you plan for retirement, you'll find information, tools, and resources galore to help with those decisions at aarp.org/social security.